Welcome back to Turning Hard Times to Good Times. I'm your host, Jay Taylor, and I'm happy to have Michael Hudson, the CEO and chairman of Hannon Metals, with me once again. You know, I've asked Michael to sponsor today's show because, well, I'm a pretty big fan of Michael and all he's doing with this company, and especially since they've made some discoveries, some porphyry discoveries in Peru. I was quite excited before about their sedimentary copper silver prospects as well, and I still am. But I guess this is something very special. It looks like it anyway for Michael, and he'll be talking about that momentarily. Before I say hello to Michael, I should tell you that the stock trades in Toronto under the symbol HAN. You can buy it in the U.S. as I have under HANNF, HANNF. 109 million shares outstanding. Trading today, when I looked at it, around 20 cents in U.S. money. That gives it a market cap of around U.S. $22 million. Thank you for joining me, Michael.
Good morning from Australia, Jay. Lovely
yes.
to be back to you.
Yes, it's good morning. It's a little after 5 o'clock here. And what time is it there?
It's 7:11 a.m.
7:11. All right, 5:11 here, 7:11 there. 7:11. That's a lucky number, I think. Right. All right. Well, anyway, so you have the Japanese government's involved with JOGMEC. It's a company they've carved out that looks to help. I guess to find minerals around the world that the country needs for its business, for its industry, and then you also have Teck, the largest mining company in Canada. Both of those companies are partnering with you in one way or another. I think JOGMEC is a joint venture, and Teck is an equity partner. Do I have that right?
Correct.
Yeah, and really, you haven't drilled a hole down there yet, and these guys are coming after you. Obviously, they see something there, Michael. What is it that you think has them excited and interested in partnering with you there in Peru?
It's the key question, I think, Jay, and it just shows that the world is short of copper. You know, you know all the metrics. We're going to mine more copper, consume more copper over the next 20 years than we have for the history of the world. So, this whole electrification has really put a rocket under it, and it was already a rocket under it before mm-hmm. the transition narrative really started. So it shows the big companies are looking for big deposits. We set out a number of years ago and said, where can we make the big discoveries? And we had got to that stage in our career where we could raise money against big ideas, I suppose, rather than sort of starting at the smaller scale, maybe where we went when we were younger and starting from the known around legacy deposits. And we ended up going into the back arc of Peru, which is one of the last untapped frontiers in a major copper jurisdiction. So that's really, I think, the simple answer, that we're doing something a bit special.
Mm-hmm. Well, certainly these are the kinds of companies, especially Teck, from my understanding and from my experience, are not going to fool around with something small. So they see potential for world-class, world-scale projects, or they're not going to go there. But this copper porphyry target that you've talked about, that you're very excited about, Valiente, I think. What can you tell us about that?
Yeah, it's more than one porphyry. It's probably at least 17 porphyry,
wow,
integrated porphyry skarn epithermal systems that exist over 150 kilometers. We're one of the larger landholders in Peru. We've found a new porphyry district, and it is Miocene in age. What the hell does that mean? That means it's the right age, basically, about 15 to 20 million years old, which are the key, which is one of the two key producing metal epochs in the Andes.
Mm-hmm.
These porphyries shouldn't have existed out into the back arc, which is about 80 kilometers east from the major arc or chain of porphyries and epithermal deposits high up in the Andes. We're in the high jungle, so about 500 to 1,000 meters altitude, but it's nice and jungly out there. So it is a new porphyry belt in the world, and we've got the first mover advantage, and that's what Teck really came into the company for. You know, they did their due diligence, came to site, talked to us for a long time just how to get involved. It's something a bit unique, right? Where Peru is very slow to permit to drilling. I'm drilling in various parts of the world at the moment, and it takes weeks to months to get drill permits, but it takes years in Peru, and that's the challenge in Peru. And so we're really just putting a pearl necklace, if you like, or a chain of projects together. One area over 15 kilometers, two porphyries and a 3 kilometer long epithermal and skarn systems that form around the edges of these porphyries is ready to drill, and we're going through the permitting for that now. And then we're just building up these other porphyry areas. We've done big scale surveys, stream sediments, mag, got 10 geologists on the ground, and really doing something very unique. So over the next 6 months to 5 years, you'll see us drill porphyry after porphyry after porphyry.
Well, yeah, it lasts over the next 5 years because it's so massive. But when might the first drill holes go down? Is that anytime soon? You talk about it taking so long in Peru. When might we see the first drill holes go down in the Valiente as well as some of the other projects?
Yeah, so just from a higher level, I will answer that directly. We've got the Jogmec joint venture, which is a sediment-hosted copper over 100 kilometers, and that's what Jogmec are fully funding. We should see permits come through soon this year on that project. I'm not giving days nor months because Peru will always disappoint us, but that everything has been done, and that's ready to go, and it's just in the final stages of getting the feedback or the tick off from authorities. At Valiente, we've just started a process, so we're to permit. So we're probably a year away out in Valiente. Then we've got two other projects. One we're drilling in Ireland at the moment, which at least there's drill rigs spinning, but not in Peru. And then we've also got another project in Chile where it takes 3 to 4 months. So we're just finishing geophysics there. So there is drilling action, and that's why we brought other projects in to fill the gap, essentially, because it's very hard to have a public company waiting for permits, even though the opportunity is palpable and it's been validated by some of the biggest copper companies in the world. So that's so drilling in Ireland today, Chile, if the geophysics works within the next 6 months, Jogmec this year, ideally in Peru, and then Valiente in a year's time.
Okay, I guess that's pretty much establishes your priorities then, and you're pretty well funded, I believe, at this stage.
We just closed a $1.7 million financing, so we've got over $3 million in the bank. Jogmec fully funds $1.6 million, so 2 million Canadian. I was just talking Canadian dollars there, despite my accent and talking to somebody in New York. There's currencies everywhere here, but the company's well funded and funded to drill in Ireland, and funded to go to drilling in Chile, and funded to get through the permitting in Peru. So now cash is not the issue.
So in Ireland and Chile, I guess Chile is a copper porphyry type of a target, the same thing. And what do you have in Ireland? What's the nature of that target?
Ireland's a bit of a legacy project, but a very good project. So obviously, copper silver in Jogmec joint venture, copper gold. We've got these alkaline porphyries in Peru, which are a little different. They're the gold rich porphyries. And that changes the potential economics quite a lot, because and the gold companies are going after those copper gold porphyries as well as the copper companies now. And then in Chile, it's just a copper project. In Ireland, it's lead, zinc, silver. So we founded the company. Hannon was a guy called Paddy Hannon who found the Golden Mile in Australia, but he came from Ireland, and he was in this little village where we set up there in 2016, 17, 18. And we did millions of dollars worth of exploration, lots of big seismic surveys, and Ireland has been a top 10 producer of lead and zinc for the last 40 years. And we've got one of the best targets there, and we were going to lose ground or we kept it by spending some money. So we kept it at a minimum, and we're testing that target that we developed at Kilmurray.
Well, you're doing it right in terms of minimizing shareholder dilution with your big guys coming in there to spend the bucks to earn in one way or another. And you have some really exciting targets, I guess, if they let you drill. But at least you'll have some news coming out of Ireland and Chile, probably, and then hopefully later in the year, as if I'm hearing you right, from Peru, at least from the sedimentary target, right?
Correct, correct. And you haven't heard a lot from the JOGMEC joint venture in the public domain over the last year. That's really taken a back step in the news flow. But we've got continually got three or four geologists on that project. We're looking at expanding that project with more ground. We're picking up more ground and continually working socially, breaking into these areas. Into these new areas has taken a lot of work to educate stakeholders about what we're doing, and for the majority, the most part, we're very well accepted by the local people, and that's another key aspect. How can a small company break into a new porphyry area or a new sediment-hosted area? That's because nobody's looked and nobody's cared to look, because those jungle areas were just considered tough, and they were 20 years ago the drug trade down there, but that finished about 20 years ago. From a logistics point of view, it used to be helicopters, but now it's roads everywhere. And then, because nobody had been down there and done the hard work with the communities, it was always deemed too hard. But that's not the case. People want prosperity and wealth and responsible development, and that's what we're doing and working with all those groups. And we work with, tens and tens of villages, and we have a big social team also working down there with us, right through to the regional authorities and into Lima.
Oh, that's essential, isn't it? And it seems to me, Michael, that you first mover is a term I associate with you almost, because I think the sedimentary copper silver thing, you were one of the first to start exploring that. And that is a very exciting story as well. And so I think you have an awful lot going for you for a $22 million market cap company, Michael. I don't know. I interviewed Gwen Preston and Eric Coffin earlier today for this show. And Gwen's view is that right now it might be a little difficult for the base metals, but she's extremely bullish longer term because of the things you mentioned, the electrification, the green movement on the base metals. And Eric is too. I think it's their thinking is that if we're going into a recession, not guaranteed, but if we are, it might be a little bit rough right now, or maybe there won't be a lot of enthusiasm, although they're so beaten down, it's hard to see how they can be more beaten down. But then, once we come out of the other end, the other side of the recession, there should be, a huge upside for some of these companies. But if you can get some great drill holes, some great drill intercepts in the meantime, and that could be really exciting, provide some real opportunities, Michael. I think so. So I guess the drivers, we want to see if we can see some drill results. That's the main thing, right?
Exactly, and that's why we've got a few other projects drilling now to essentially wait for the slow permitting in Peru. But the opportunity in Hannan is palpable. You should I think of Hannan as potentially, a private company. It trades, but you invest in it, and you put it in your back pocket and you wait, and let's see those drill holes. But there's multiple billion-dollar plus opportunities, billion-dollar market cap opportunities hiding in any one of those porphyries, especially, which is what I like very much. But equally, the JOGMEC JV or Chile or Ireland could change our fortunes too. So it's just one of those things that just takes a little longer than the explosive drill hole in 2 weeks that the market really likes. But I'm doing that in other parts of the world too. But this one's the big slow sleeper as we wait for those drill permits.
Well, maybe we'll have to ask you about some of the ones that aren't so sleepy while we wait for the sleepy one to wake up. So, anyway, Michael, thank you so much for your time and sharing the Hannon story with us again. And we'll look forward to some drill results soon, I hope. And I know you hope even more so. But thank you so much for being with us once again.
Thanks a lot, Jay. You'll see drill results pretty soon from Chile, hopefully, and Ireland, and JOGMEC this year.
Really looking forward to that. Thank you so much.
Thank you.